And we're very excited because, of course, today kicks off Husband of the Year. Ian and Stacey will be playing today, our first contestants, so a bit more about them later on. But I thought this chicken soup for the soul really kind of encapsulates husbands and wives and what it's like when you're in that daily grind, particularly when you've got children. So this is a little bit of advice and something to think about and ponder for both sides.
All right, both sexes.
Husbands and wives, all right? Ladies, there'll come a day when your husband walks in the door and you don't turn around. You'll be so preoccupied with filling up sippy cups for baby bottles and changing nappies. You'll shout over the running bathwater, "Hey, glad you're home, honey," but it won't mean what it used to mean. It won't be full of eager anticipation to spend time together. It'll be full of expectations to aid in the demands of the day. "Glad you're home" will more probably translate to "Thank God, two extra hands to help me." Ladies, there'll come a day when you spend every last ounce of yourselves on your children. The demands of life and the babies will come before any other priority, and what little of yourself you have left at the end of the day will be used to crawl into bed before someone else is awake to need you again. The thought of doing anything else after your children are asleep will sound impossible, and your handsome husband's happy smile had better mean he's willing to get up with the baby and nothing more. The husband that once completed your heart will be just one more person who needs you. The charming things that you fell for will go unnoticed. The daily grind will become expected. Men, there'll come a time when that beautiful bride sitting next to you hasn't showered in days.
Ooh.
She'll be at her wit's end, wearing other people's food and poop on her clothing. She'll need to hear that she is beautiful, but she won't listen to you. She'll need to know that she is still lovable, but she won't want you near her. And when you arrive home after meeting the demands of work, you'll be expected to meet the demands of your family. Your wife will hear none of your exhaustion and you'll see none of hers. Men, you'll come home to ask a quick question and anticipate a two-minute conversation. Half of it will be spent listening to your wife talk to your kids. As a matter of fact, you'll make it no more than a few sentences in any conversation ever before your wife spurts out direction to your children. "Don't climb on that," or "Don't sit on your sister." You'll become accustomed to these outbursts, but you'll forget that there was ever a time when you had her full attention. But ladies, when mum becomes your name, remember this man. Remember that you are his wife. Remember how much you love and appreciate him in this moment. Remember his dedication to your family. Remember his love and devotion to you. And then when the days are long and you need a break, fall into his arms. Men, remember your bride. The care and love that she has given you will soon be spilled over to your children. Her love for you will not change. Give her the grace to be enough, even when she doesn't feel like it. Remember when your days are long, hers are too. Remember her, fall in love with her again, and remember each other. Remember the two that made the family. There is no greater adventure for you to experience, and no greater gift to walk through parenthood with your best friend. You are a team every single day.
Oh, look at you, you're crying. Oh, that's beautiful. You're right. You're a team.
There you go.
Now you're going to make me cry. 7:08. This is More FM. We'll take a quick break. My child is